The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DuoPest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome to the game here on 103.1 Jack FM. I'm your host today, Stephen Jetlin, with co-caster Blair Jetlin, as we bring you tonight's game to bring you the tournament between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles visiting against the Cadott Hornets. Tall ask for Schwamigan, as they are the 11th seed entering this tournament, and Cadott is the second seed. The game has already started. There is 16 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half, and the score is 6-0 as the Cadott Hornets have drained two threes to start their game. And with that, we have another two-pointer made by number 11, Kowalczyk, pushing the score to 8-0. All right. Well, Blair, what do we have so far in this game?
Well, Cadott looks like they're going to just rotate for the three, and they're going to pressure the Screaming Eagles as they bring it up court. Right now, the Screaming Eagles are really struggling with the pressure.
I know the Ernst, that would be the point guard for the Eagles, had an errant pass to start on their first possession, immediately turnover. So they just got to calm themselves down. And there we go. That's another mistake. Brunell passed the ball into Ernst, and then immediately she passed it back to Brunell, who was still standing out of bounds. But this is a team of all freshmen, with the exception of Shawinski and a few others. So there's a lot of learning that can happen. All right, ball at the top of the key, looking, takes the 1v1, puts it into the paint, and that'll be Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk, he's got seven. Gets another 2 points right there inside the lane. Screaming Eagles pulling it up, getting our defense, pulling it up the court, trying to make some moves. Pass to Brunell, makes a move, gets into the paint. Oh, that ball went in and out somehow, and Shawinski was able to get the ball out of bounds. Bounce off of the Cadott hand, so the Eagles will keep the ball. I don't think I've ever seen a ball go that deep.
No, that was a good take. I was just going to say, good, snuck back out.
All right. Looking for a pass in here. Long pass over. Long three attempt, looking left. It's an air ball, but it goes to rebound made by number 5, Burrish. Quick pass up the court. Looking. We have an intercepted pass. Nice job. It is 10-0 with 15 minutes and 20 seconds in this game. Hornets are in the lead, and we have a pretty aggressive steal. Nice pass for a one-on-one, and with that, Taylor Hager scores, pushing the score to 12-0. 15 minutes remain in this first half.
Well, Hager's got 5. Kowalczyk's got 7.
All right. Screaming Eagles.
Cadott's looking to push it up when they can.
All right.
Got a dribble.
Screaming Eagles get called for a double dribble on good defense by Burrish. And with that, we have a timeout called, I'm assuming, by the Screaming Eagles there. Well, it's 12-0. The game just started. Cadott's the second seed. Eagles are the 11th seed. And right now, the coach, Steph, has a tall order to calm her girls down. They can play good basketball. I've watched a lot of them this season. But the thing that has always plagued this team, inexperience.
Yeah, and you can see Cadott is going to come up pressure.
Yeah, a lot of errant passes. One of the strengths, you know, you enter into this tournament, right? It's the end of season, so you can't really, like, fix weaknesses or problems. You kind of have to lean into your strengths.
Yeah.
And the strengths for the Eagles is the high octane. They have a lot of conditioned cross-country runners, so you got to play press defense pretty much the whole game if you want to have a chance. Looking at this, Cadott just seems to have a size differential in their favor as well.
Yep. They got some underclassmen, but they're way more experienced. It's showing on the court right now. The best thing for the Screaming Eagles is try to beat the pressure and just get some shots up.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it seems like the more they handle it, they're having a turnover.
Yep, Brunell, Ernst, and Bablik can all shoot from the perimeter, and let's see if they can get hot. Right now, Kadok very quickly pass into the lane. They were able to pick up a ball that rolled on the ground. So they kind of reset, get it at the top of the thing. Nice little 1-2 move Euro step by Hager, and she nails the layup, 14-0. Press defense. Brunell gets around her blocker, gets to the three-point line, passes back to Ernst, who looks for a three, takes it, and it hits the side of the backboard?
Yeah, I think it got tipped.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, sounds good. Number 11, Kowalczyk, tearing up the court, goes for a layup, misses. Offensive rebound made by number 13, Sikora, passes it back out, resetting at the perimeter. Moving the ball around, three-point shot taken, three-point shot made. Kowalczyk, that was a contested three-point shot. Yeah. She didn't even care.
That's the second one of the night.
Schwalski gets it, goes for the layup, and it goes in. First points by the Eagles tonight at the 14-minute mark, and it's a foul, so she'll have a three-point opportunity. Schwinski, great effort there.
All right, and that's what they need to do. They need to pass it around and take the shot.
Schwinski is their only senior on their roster, and they've done this before where they've played an entire game through her. And so maybe that's what they need is a senior to take over. Scores 17-2 with an opportunity for 1 point here with the free throw. Schwinski set. Shot is up. Shot is no good, but it's an offensive rebound by McEwen. And that's going to be a travel. She got triple teamed on the defense there. And as she was trying to break free, I saw myself, her plant foot kind of skipped a little bit. So good call by the ref. All right. Hager passes. Top of the key to Cora, and moving the ball back to her. She looks, passes over to number 11 for a nice little open three attempt, miss. And then we have, looks like a box out foul?
I think the ball went up and hit the top of the...
Oh, so went out of bounds technically.
Yeah,
okay.
Went out of bounds, yeah.
There we go. I was like, someone a little too aggressive underneath the hoop. That's a no.
Okay, they break the pressure.
All right. Double team there at the top. Brunell's got it at the top of the key looking to get by, and the defensive pressure can't do it. 1-2 step, and then looks like she gets called for...
They got a foul.
Yes. Looks like it was just a reach-in foul, so they'll be able to pass it underneath the hoop here. All right, substitutions made. 2-10 and 24 are coming in for the Hornets. That's Donahue, Muldrum, and Nerdrum will be substituting in. It's 5-13 and 3 will be out. All right. Pass in, Brunell, contested three, taken, air ball. And then we have Kowalczyk with the rebound. Aggressive pass up the court.
Yeah, just a little, letter just a little too much turnover. The Screaming Eagles, the last three or four possessions, have done a better job of breaking the pressure.
Yeah.
Just missing the shot.
Yep. Oh, that was a great effort by Hager to catch up to her person she's supposed to be defending. She steals the ball on her behalf, goes and takes a three, misses. And then we have a defensive rebound and then a pass that was behind Bablik.
Yep.
Bounced
nice.
Off her arm.
Nice rebound by Schwinski, but just didn't quite hit the outlet.
Nope. All right. Man, Kadok came out on fire today. They're up 17-2 with 13 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first half, looking to try to make this a little bit more. Moving the ball around. Just checking their outlets. Back over to the corner, and then pass inside to number 24. Goes for the two-point shot. That'd be Nerdrum. She draws a foul, and she'll get two free throws right here.
Nice move. Schwinski had pretty good defense, but she just reached in and caught her on the arm.
Hit the arm. Okay. First free throw is up and in. After bouncing off the rim a few times, it drops. Second free throw.
So she's the first one to score besides Kowalczyk and
Hager.
Hager tonight.
Second free throw is a miss. Then we have a defensive rebound, and now the Eagles are pushing up the court. Ernst has got the ball. Bounces off her defender. Gets it back to Brunell as they're looking. 1-2 step. Put a nice little layup.
Oh,
nice touch. McEwen gets another rebound. Gets the ball out to Ernst. And then back to Brunell, looking. Gets right by her defender. Goes in for the layup, and it doesn't drop.
Nice.
Oh, she gets her own rebound off the offensive rebound there. Brunell has it. Gets by her defender again. Gets it to Schwinski underneath the hoop. Goes for a layup. Misses. And then that was an aggressive swat.
Yeah, that was a frustration five. She was hoping for a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you get frustrated, you end up hacking.
Yeah.
They get you on the foul.
Substitutions come in for the Eagles. That was a good, I would say that was a good offense by the Eagles, as in they had three, I would say, legitimate shots to score there.
They
the
just,
problem is
they just didn't go in.
They missed them all. All right. Nice little 1-2 pass into the lane. We have a almost a steal. What do they call it? Jump ball. So then that'll be Eagles possession.
So the Eagles have played solid defense. It's just Kadak came out, hit three threes.
Yep.
And they've made some tough shots on the drive. It just comes down and need to hit a few baskets here.
All right. Ball underneath the Roshan box, then back over to Ernst at the top. She goes 1-2-step layup.
Oh,
miss.
Nice take.
And defensive rebound made by Kowalczyk. Gets the ball to Hager. She drives by, and it looks like we have a reaching foul. We're waiting on the refs to confirm.
Yep.
Score is 18-2 with 11 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first half. The Kadot Hornets are in the lead, commanding lead, might I say, as they seem to have slowed down a little bit on offense, but their defense has been pretty much spectacular. All right. Ball is up, and it doesn't drop as they go for a two-point shot there. They get an offensive rebound, then miss the layup.
Yep, then another rebound by Nerdrum.
And they draw the foul.
Kadot's been doing a nice job of hitting the boards on the offensive end.
Yes. Will we be able to pass the ball in underneath the hoop here? All pass to the outside. Dribbling, gets it over to Kowalczyk. Then pass back to number 10, Muldrum, who takes a three-point shot, misses. Aggressive defensive rebound by the Eagles as they moved up the court very quickly. Pass to Ernst, takes a shot, takes two steps forward. Takes another one, and defensive rebound made by Donahue. Now she's carrying it back to the court for the Hornets. Pass to the corner, Hagar fakes a shot, goes in. And then it's going to be a reach-in. It was like a grab as she tried to get by her defender.
Yep.
Technically, it was a good foul because she made the shot after it.
It was a nice take by Hager.
Yeah.
They just had to reach around.
Yep. All right. Passed inside, gets back to the top.
Travel.
And as Muldrum got it, you said it was a travel or a double dribble?
Yeah, it was a travel. It was one of those where they catch it, she fakes shot, she just does a little
pitch.
Took a step before the dribble.
Okay. Eagles ball. Brunell's got it. She drives the court. Misses. I saw it leave her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, she was dribbling. She had a clear.
She had a pretty nice pass. And then she kicked it
she
off.
Had a pass to the hoop, but it looked like she dribbled, like, too, I don't know, quickly. And then
right,
she just lost it. Out of bounds. Kadot ball. They carry it up the court. Ball pass. They're just moving it around right now at the top. Ernst gets an amazing steal. She has an opportunity for two free points here, and she makes it.
Nice job by Ernst. Ernst has done that all season. She intercepts passes. She looks for it all the time.
Kadot
air ball
tries to go very quickly themselves and answer, and then they shoot up an air ball and miss their three-point attempt. So now it's Eagles' ball.
They had a good pass, and Donahue had a nice look, but she was just a little quick, didn't quite set her feet.
Ernst driving up the court. Hager just steals it straight from her, one-on-one. We got some street ball happening right now. That was clean. She passes over to the corner for Kowalczyk, who goes for three. And does she miss? I don't know if she does. That's 21-4 now with 10 minutes and 30 left in the first half.
That's her third three.
Oh, my gosh.
She's got 13 on the night.
Nice pass. Quick pass inside the Rasha box. The other center behind that six-line Shawinski, and she goes for a layup, makes it, pushing the score. The 20. Six for the Eagles. Kadot moving the ball around. Very quickly, Ernst steals another pass. It's a one versus two this time, though, not in her favor.
Oh.
And she turns. She sees her teammate, but she didn't see the defender standing in the way.
Yes.
She passed it right to the Hornet. Good defense on that breakaway there. Pass inside to Nerdrum, misses her layup opportunity, and it is a defensive rebound. Ball gets back to this point guard, Ernst. She's looking inside. And unfortunately, Rauschenbach wasn't looking at her point guard when the point guard decided to pass the ball to her.
Just really hurting the street. There's too many turnovers.
A lot of turnovers.
So you're down 15. It doesn't look good. But if you have a few more possessions where you could have got shots up, maybe you have it down to 10.
Yeah. All right. Kadot, three-point line.
Oh.
And they're going to. Wow. Donahue goes for three. She takes the shot. As the ball is in the air, she gets bumped by Claire Young, and they're calling that a shooting foul.
Three free throws.
Now, I'll be honest. I don't think that was a shooting foul because the ball was already in the air, but either way, golden opportunity for the Cadott Hornets here because, hey, if you're going to get them, take them. She gets three free throws because that was a three-point shot foul. She makes the first one. Second one, ooh, just barely to the right. And her substitution's coming in. Three Hornets are getting subbed. And one Eagle. And then the third free throw is just about to go up. Here we go. Feet are set. Ball is up. Ball is in. Nice shooting. The score is 23-6. Cadott Hornets in the lead. 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half.
For Cadott, for Lichka, number 23, first time she's gotten in the game today.
Oh, her Lichka just got subbed in?
Yep.
Okay.
It looks like Cadott's going to start, you know, subbing two or three, keep them fresh. They got a nice lead here. They're playing good pressure defense, got another turnover.
All right. Mia Singer got the ball taken away from her by number five, which would be Burrish. Great defense. It just seems like right now Cadott is pleasantly ready and able to take the 1v1s on defense.
Yeah, and that's what's really hurt.
Screaming Eagles. Well, Cadott's just moving the ball around the perimeter right now, looking for their opportunity. Hager's got it at the top right now. Drives into the paint, passes over the corner for a wide open three. Three taken by Sakura Miff. And then we have a defensive rebound for the Eagles. They're trying to move up the court. Both press defense right now. And it's going to be called a jump ball, and it's going to move into Hornets possession. I'll be honest, like, the Cadott has no obligation to not just play incredibly hard press defense.
No, and the Eagles are doing a nice job of bringing up, but then they're dribbling into the pressure.
Yes.
And that's what's hurt them today.
Yeah. All right. Cadott has it. Gets the ball to the corner for Hager. She's looking. Decides not to take the contested three. Pass back to the top and over to the other corner. Back. And we have Ernst for another attempted steal. You know what I mean? It's like a third, almost.
That would have been her third one. Yep.
Yep. She looks for it a lot. And I'll be honest, I don't know if she's just got a knack for it or if the coach just says, hey, play off your defender so you can intercept more.
Right.
But either way, timeout called. We're going to move to a one-minute ad break. The score is 23-6. Cadott Hornet in the lead, 8 minutes and 22 seconds in the first quarter. First half, don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenenroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenenroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back to the game between the Cadott Hornets hosting the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. The score is 23-8 with 8 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first half. And while the ads were rolling, Eagles got the ball and made a nice play, and Rashbach got a layup and a foul, pushing the score to 23-8.
Yep. That was really a nice play. That was probably their best pass of the night. Real nice pass. She missed the free throw, got the rebound, and another turnover.
Yep.
That just really killed them tonight.
Story of the night. Cadott's done a great job of just being in position always to make a ton of these. 3-point shot taken by Spaeth. Missed. It looked like it bounced off the rim barely. But kind of shot it way off.
He got a little rim and then out of bounds off the Eagles.
All right. Ball passed in. Now they're moving around. Hager fakes on the corner three, drives to the hoop, misses, and then we have an defensive rebound by Rauschenbach, and they get the ball to a point guard, Ernst. She's double-teamed right now, needs some assistance, gets it by Scherwinski, now has the ball at the top of the key. She's moving, gets it passed into Rauschenbach, and goes for 2 points right there in the paint. Score is now 23-10. That's 6 points for Haley off the bench. There we go. Rauschenbach's been playing great so far tonight. If that's your key to victory, I think she needs to get more minutes at least right now. So let's see what they do. Hornets looking, take another three, and it's drained by Spaeth. She took offense to her last miss and decided, you know what, I'm going to swish this one. That score is now 26-10.
That was pretty close to NBA three there.
Yeah, where it was like 2 feet behind the line and you just decide to pull up and take it. All right. Screaming Eagles lose the ball again. Kadot gets it. They move down the court quickly. Drive to the hoop. 1-2 step. And it just didn't have the height. It looks like they're going to call.
They got a block at 25.
Let's see here.
On Haley.
Okay. Rauschenbach got called for shooting foul, so she'll get 2 free throws right here. Eagles got to be careful, as they now have 7 fouls. And very shortly, they will be entering into bonus territory for Kadot. Free throw is up, and it is a miss. All right.
Well, the last 5 minutes, the Screaming Eagles settled down.
Yes.
And playing more even basketball. But still got to cut down on the turnovers and get more shots up.
I think the Eagles are just playing better defense. They've been turning it over the whole time.
Yep.
Second free throw is up and in. The score is now 27-10 with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. Full court press is still active, as Brunell absolutely dribbles by the 2 defenders on her. Stops at the 3-point line, and then Bablik has a pretty bad pass inside to McEwen, but the ref, okay, that
ended up being a jump ball.
Yeah, but they called it a jump ball in Eagles' favor because the ball went to the Hornets, and then McEwen took it back.
Yeah.
So you got a little lucky.
Yes, we did.
All right, and then that was immediately turned over. So Kadot has it. Man, they are so good at just getting the ball back in their possession. Kadot showing why they are the second seed in this tournament today. 3-point attempt from the top. And look at that. Burns wants a little bit of the action, and she drains the three. You can't leave anyone on this team unguarded.
Then they called carrying the ball, another turnover.
What's that called?
Carrying it.
Oh, yeah. Carry? Interesting. I don't think I've seen that call this season.
You do have to give it to the young men from the Screaming Eagles that made their way here.
Yes.
Great cheering section for the young ladies tonight.
Yes. The whole crowd in general. Good home crowd for Kadot, good traveling crowd for the Eagles. I think everyone's excited for good basketball this season and tonight. All right. Burge went up for a layup, got fouled, so now she has 2 free throw opportunities. First shot is up, and it is it got stuck on the back of the rim. The score is 30-10 with 6 minutes left in the first half. All righty. Second free throw, getting set. Ball is up, and it is bounces out. Brunell gets the rebound, passes it to Ernst as they try to move it up the court. Immediately met with defenders. He just spinning back and forth, almost stolen. Pass goes Brunell. See, they're just trying to move. They're trying to get by this wall that is the Kadot Hornet.
And got a block there, though, on number 12, Ava Eiler. She's also checked into the game.
Yes.
Kadot.
But here's the thing. That's only their 4th foul as a team. They're playing good, clean basketball right now. Ernst has it inside. Passes to Swinski near the top of the key.
There you go.
Ernst takes a contested 2-pointer just off the mark bit. And so we have a defensive rebound by Kadot as they drive up. That Squalchek passes it over to Eiler. Misses. The offensive rebound by Squalchek passes it back out to number who else? Spaeth. Who makes the three-pointer from downtown. 33-10. That's the 7-3 that Cadott hit in the first half. They are officially on fire. That was a turnover, but I'm going to leave that more to happenstance than it is to...
Yeah, that was good defense by Cadott.
Yep. Cadott goes for the layup, misses.
And out of bounds.
He goes out of screaming eight.
Alrighty.
33-10. With 5 minutes and 6 seconds in the first half.
I was going to say, maybe had it over the back there, but they let it go.
Alrighty. Hornets are winning right now as they host the Screaming Eagles, and they're just looking to try to figure out how they can break this spell of just inefficient offense. The shots they are taking are always contest, and then Ernst just got stolen from again, and now it's back to Kowalczyk. Ball passed over to the corner, and they're going to call defensive foul on Jalen Brunell as she... She got her body in there too aggressively.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't quite get position there.
So either way, the team is in bonus now for fouls as Screaming Eagles committed their ninth foul as a team. And so here on out, for the last 4 minutes and 44 seconds of this first half, it's going to be a free throw for every single foul.
And Cameron Phelps just checked in the game for the first time for the Screaming Eagles.
All right. Free throw is up and out. Tyler misses on... Rebound made. I believe that was Mia Singer. Passes inside to Rauschenbach.
Oh.
Who then, she just couldn't get a handle on the ball. Oh, Schwinski steals it right back. Mia goes for the hoop, passes it back to Ernst. She drives into the paint, tries to make a Euro step. She gets fouled.
That was a nice move.
It was a foul. Two free throws coming right up. All right. For those of you just joining us today, Cadott Hornets, second seed in the tournament, are hosting Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, the 11th seed. They are winning 33-10 with 4 minutes and 27 seconds left in this first half.
First free throw in and out there by Ernst.
All right. Eagles will keep their score at 10. They've been on quite a drought. It's been a batch of minutes. Second free throw is a miss. I swear I heard a dog bark. Did I hear that?
I don't know if that's how the shoe sounded, but somebody was barking.
Yeah. So layup was taken by the Hornets. They missed. Schwitzky on the rebound. Ernst has the ball. He's looking. The ball is tipped out of bounds by the Hornets, so the Eagles will retain possession of the ball. Man, I think at this point, you probably just want to try to score at least 5 more points before the half ends. All right. Singer's getting ready to pass the ball in. Gets it to her point guard. Passes inside to Rauschenbach.
Nice.
And so they've made that pass like 3 or 4 times and it's failed every time. That was the first time where they were both on the same page and Rauschenbach. Okay. Cadott's got the ball, moving it up. A little rainbow pass over the defender, then pass back outside to the corner. They're looking here. Now, reversal pass. It goes off the Eagle hands, but then it goes right to the Hornets. Interesting shot attempt by Sikora.
Sikora was trying to do an old-school NBA finger roll there.
Yeah.
It came up a little short.
All right, Rauschenbach. Now it gets to Schwinski, who takes the shot near the free-throw line,
nice
and just
look.
Off the rim. It was a good look, though.
Yeah. But see, that's the Screaming Eagles got to keep doing that.
Yeah.
A couple good passes and get a good look, and they just miss. But they've had some good looks the last 3-4 possessions.
Ernst on the breakaway after getting the ball back. Goes for the shot. She tries to get the foul, but good eyes on the ref because that was all ball on that block.
Good defense.
That was great defense.
But you know what? It was good take. You try to get the foul.
You go for it, yeah.
She played good defense on that one.
That's what you like to see. All right. Singer passes it in. One dribble inside for Madison Ernst, and she takes the shot. It is about a 10-footer.
Yep.
She drains it.
That's her second bucket of the night.
Finally drains the breaks the curse and moves the score to 33-12. Hornets, like in fashion, they take a 3-point attempt, and once again, I swear the ball touched the inside of the net and then came back out.
It was Casey Muldrum. She hasn't scored tonight, and that was about a 25-footer, and that was halfway down.
And then it popped back out. I can't believe that didn't drop. So the score remained 33-12, but man, I felt like she got robbed by the universe.
All right.
Rauschenbach drives inside. Oh, And as Rauschenbach fumbles the ball, it just goes out of bounds. Someone needs to check if she put some butter on her fingertips.
Yeah.
And then number 20's in the game now, too.
Oh, Salvador for the Screaming Eagles has joined the court for the first time tonight. That's good to see.
All right, Ernst has got the ball. Gets stolen from behind, but it gets out of bounds, so it'll stay in possession of the Screaming Eagles. 2 minutes and 34 seconds remain in the first half. 33-12, Hornets are the lead. All right, substitutions are happening. Bablik is in. Salvador is out. Oh, was that a caster curse? I just recognized that Salvador's in.
Yeah, well, she might have been in for a minute or longer than we recognized her, but I think they were just giving somebody a blow because a couple of the Screaming Eagles got two fouls apiece.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, Ernst tries to dribble inside, trips over the defender's foot, and the ball gets turned over. Hager's got it, passes it back to Kowalczyk, then over to Muldrum, who takes a three-point attempt. And
that one's good.
I mean, if you're a betting man, I think I'm betting for they're going to make the three every time they take it because Muldrum just drained another one. 36-12.
Yeah, that's 8 threes made the first half. And wow, they're probably, you know, they probably missed 10. They're probably 8 for 18.
Yeah. Ball gets passed into Rauschenbach, who goes for a two-point layup, gets absolutely stuffed, but not in the correct way. So now she gets two free throws
on that
foul.
Nope. But, you know, again, I would say the last 6-7 minutes, they've had much better looks than they did the first 10 minutes.
Yes. All right.
Now so, just need to make some free throws.
So it's not a dog I'm hearing. It's a student from the home crowd. Mark number 2 incoming as the first free throw missed.
Okay.
And apparently it's working.
It's working. 2 missed free throws.
Second free throw misses. All right, substitutions for the last 2 minutes of the first half. As Shawinski is in, I say, is that Claire Yunk is out, and then McEwen and, Shawinski's in, McEwen's in, and Rauschenbach and Yunk are out. All right. Kadon's got the ball, moving the ball around at the top of the perimeter. It's back and forth, almost.
Oh, another steal.
Gets the steal. It's by the ref, who looks.
Oh, nice
fake. Little fake. Oh,
nice
she misses her opportunity. She faked the pass, which totally got bit on, but she missed it. Kadok gets the rebound.
So that's 3 steals for tonight.
All right. Pass inside to Nerdrum, who goes for the layup and makes it look easy. 2 more points for Kadon Hornet, 38-12.
That's 3 for Kennedy Nerdrum tonight. But, you know,
Singer's at the ball.
Hager and Kowalski had most of their first points, but they spread it out pretty good since then.
All right.
I was going to say.
Kowalczyk.
Yes, Kowalczyk. Nerdrum got her on reaching in on that.
Yes. I think they can afford a foul or two.
Well, that's their 7th one, though. They're 1-1 now.
Yeah, but the difference is there's only 1:20 left in the first half.
Yeah.
Okay. Substitution's happening. All right, McEwen getting ready for a first free throw. It's up, and it's just short.
Might have just touched the rim.
We have a miss.
Good form, just didn't have enough pump on that one.
38-12 remains the score with 1:20 left in the first half. Ball getting moved around. Big reversal pass to Hager for a three-pointer, and she just overshoots it. Goes off for her own teammate's hands. Because I don't think she expected the ball to go right to her.
No, right, yeah.
And so it'll be Eagles' ball. Ernst carrying up the court. Minute is about to happen. First half is nearing its end. Still this tough defense by Kadon Hornets. They just never let up, and it just pays off over and over as they get another steal. Moving the ball. Hager's got it back over to space, and then passes it inside to Steinke, I believe is how you say the name. Ernst has it. Hager's she's just showing her stuff right now, just trying to steal this thing. And then the ball gets stolen from Rauschenbach instead. And now we have a ball on the floor. Hager gets it.
We just have like a wrestle going down in the middle of the court.
That was 10 seconds of crazy basketball.
Yeah, I thought it was hockey all of a sudden because the ball was on the court like it was a puck. I have no idea what the refs called here, but it looks like foul on. That was a dog pile.
Yeah, that was the third foul on Haley Rauschenbach.
Oh, they called it on. Yeah. Okay. Hager gets one free throw, misses. Or sorry, two. Excuse me.
Yep.
And score remains 38-12. 30.3 seconds left in this first half. Second free throw. Bounces off the rim, but we have an offensive rebound. Sankey takes a shot, but as she does, she gets fouled, so now we got two more free throws.
Yep. She did a nice job getting the rebound. The team went fouled her on the way back up.
All right.
Well, right now, though, both teams are struggling from the free throw.
Yes, they are. It's almost funny. I'd tell them to take the free throw from the three-point line. How often their three-point percentage is insane today. First free throw was in.
Yeah. Sankey, nothing but net on
McKenna,
that one.
Sankey, nice. We'll see, this free throw has a chance to push them into 40, and she drains it.
Yeah.
Score is 40-12, 28.4 seconds left.
Nice touch on both of them.
I think the Eagles need to take this a little slow and make this the last possession of the half. Ernst has got the ball, but they're playing fast. They're playing a little loose here. Still getting double-teamed on offense. Singer's looking for a point guard, gets it to her. Ernst tries to drive to the middle of the court. McCoon gets the ball, but then she just gets blocked.
That was a nice block.
I believe the block came in from Muldrum, who then gets the ball over to Hager, who then takes a three-point attempt and misses. Then we have another three-point attempt. He just that one also missed. Donahue had a chance to try to whip it up as fast as she could. Didn't have a chance to really set her feet. And with that, the first half has come to a conclusion. The score is 40-12 as the Caddo Hornets are in absolute control of this game. Screaming Eagles enter into the locker room. They got to come up with something. We're going to take a two-minute ad break before we move into the Ford Bank halftime show. Don't go anywhere. We still have all half of basketball to play.
Ogman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. So Ogman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Ogman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, welcome back to the game tonight here on 103.1 Jack FM. I'm Stephen Jelen here with Blair Jelen as we bring you the game between the Caddo Hornets hosting the Swamigan Screaming Eagles in this tournament. Hornets being the second seed,
Eagles being the 11th seed. The score is 40-12. That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
The story of the first half was turnovers by the Screaming Eagles.
Well, two. Turnovers by the Screaming Eagles, and then how many three-pointers could that make from everywhere?
They had 8 three-pointers. So,
the thing for the Screaming Eagles second half, they did a better job of setting their offense up, but Kadot has been trying to guess the passing lane. Sometimes the Eagles are trying to run the offense, you know, according to the book, and struggling with that a little bit.
Yeah.
But they've had some nice looks inside, didn't seem to settle down. You know, it's a big deficit. You just want to come out and play a good second half.
Say the offense runs through Madison Ernest,
yep.
The point guard. Everything runs from her.
Yeah.
This whole season, I've seen it. And when she's playing good, it seems like the rest of the team is also playing good. And right now, she just seems to be turning the ball over too much for their offense to be effective.
Yeah. So in the first half, Kadot, 40 points. Emma Kowalczyk, 13. Taylor Hager, 7.
Faith
Lily
two.
Faith,
yep.
2 threes for 6. You have Burridge. Brady Burridge with 4. Kennedy Nerdrum, Casey Muldrum each have 3. McKenna Stenke and Karen Donahue with 2. So right away, it was pretty much the Emma Kowalczyk and Taylor Hager show.
Yeah,
they scored almost their first 20 points.
Well, the score was what, 17-2?
Yeah, they had them all.
Yeah.
But Kadot has, they've been bringing in the bench freely, and they've got quite a bit of scoring from the whole bench. So they played a good first half. With the Screaming Eagles, Haley Roshamai came off the bench. She's leading the team with 6. And Madison Ernst has 4. Like you said, Madison's had a lot of nice takes, but in the first half, too many of them turned into turnovers.
Yep.
So I think if they can keep the same pressure, get some looks, make for the second half. And then the other 2 points was Janae
Chawinski.
So that's 12 for the Screaming Eagles.
Yeah. You know, coming into the second half here, you know, we got a couple more minutes left of the Ford Bank halftime show here. You know, I highly doubt we're going to have a 28-0 run in which the Eagles come back and tie this game. So you're kind of looking at this saying, okay, how do the Eagles want to end their season here? I mean, anything can happen. I mean, they scored 40 at Kadot. Why can't the Eagles do it too? But that's assuming the Kadot stops scoring as well.
Well, we know anything can happen because we are at the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Yes, we are. Yes, you're right.
Oh, man. But you're right. You know what? When you have this young a team,
because they're 9 freshmen, yeah. 1 sophomore, 1 junior, yeah. 1 senior.
And more than likely, this is your last half of basketball for the year. You just want to come out and play a good half.
Yeah.
And the extra minutes they get and build on your confidence and look towards next year.
Yep.
I'm looking over this roster here. Kowalczyk, their senior, right?
Yeah.
But Hager's a sophomore.
Yeah.
She's playing great basketball, too. Same with Spate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Hornets, I'm looking at their roster. They have 2 seniors, but the rest are junior and sophomore.
Yeah.
So they could be dominant for the next 2 years of the team. They have a real shot to bring this. If they play like this for the rest of the tournament, I don't know who's going to beat them.
You're going to make 8 threes in the first half?
And you can tell the way they run their offense that there's a lot of girls on their team that have the green light
to just take the shot.
And you can tell that their offense is predicated on that. And, you know, being a basketball, sometimes you can live and die by that. But when you have that many people that have the confidence to do it, you're not just relying on 1 or 2 individuals to make it.
Yeah. There's been a couple games this year where I was casting, where I came into the halftime show and I said, there really isn't much to talk about. They're doing everything right. They're just missing their shots.
Right. Yeah. That's not the case tonight for the Kadot.
No.
I mean, five different players have hit a 3.
And one of them hit 3.
Yes.
3-3.
And I would say a couple others have taken a 3. They've had 7 or 8 players that have taken a 3.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a part of their offense.
Well, if you're listening right here on 103.1 and you're cheering for Kadot Hornets, man, you're having a great time, but if you're cheering for the Swamp and Screaming Eagles, don't go anywhere, because the best part of sports is you don't know what can happen. I fully believe that the Screaming Eagles have entered in the locker room. I know for a fact, we're talking with our coaches, their players, they have a great culture, a great atmosphere, even though they've lost quite a few games this year. So I'm excited for what they have. We're going to enter into another one-minute ad break before we bring you the second half of this game. Don't go anywhere.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at goodandneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right. Welcome back to the game between the Cadott Hornets hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. There is the second half is just about to start the way in about 20 seconds. If you're just joining us here on 103.1 Jack FM, my name is Stephen Jetlin here with Blair Jetlin as we are bringing you the game. The score is 40-12 as the Cadott Hornets have absolutely dominated this game from the three-point line to great defense.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are just kind of floundering, trying to figure out how they can start to get shots on the board.
It's just like you said, turnovers and the three-pointers. But one of the things to look in the second half is number 10, Casey Muldrum, coming off the bench. How far will she take a three-pointer?
Yeah, so far, she just keeps taking one more step further and further back.
Her first one is at least 45 feet away in and out. The second one is about 22 feet. She made it.
Yep.
So. Oh, hey.
I kind of like that. We call that the Steph Curry effect.
Steph Curry three, no doubt about it.
Anyone can practice basketball from that far out.
Steph Curry, anything from 30 is a layup, right?
All right. Cadott starts with the ball as Hager has it now. The second half is officially underway. They looking. I enjoy the second half as both teams are now playing their offenses in front of their benches. So you get a little bit more coach interaction when their offenses are on the court. I do enjoy the second half more because of that. Right now, we're just seeing the ball pass, long reversal pass to Hager, who blows by her defender on receiving it. Nice little easy layup.
That's a nice shot.
42-12. They now push the score to a 30-point lead. Let's see what the Eagles have for their first offense. And it gets passed and immediately stolen by Kowalczyk, who then gets fouled. And the ball will then be passed in underneath the hoop as Brunell came in to try to rectify that steal and fouled on a reach-in. Well, that's probably not how you wanted to start the second half, but it happened nonetheless.
Yeah. You know, Cadott's going to keep pressure, and they want to, just like you said, you never know what can happen. They want to build the lead as big as they can. But nice defense there by the Screaming Eagles.
Yep. Nice little rebound by McCoon off a missed layup attempt. Ernst has the ball, goes into the hoop, and gets, it looks like it was a reach-in or?
Yep, that's what it was. You can call it what it is, Stephen. That was a body check.
The second one was a body check, but the first one was a reach-in. Either way, ball gets passed underneath the hoop. It gets intercepted by Hagar immediately. She is showing Ernst that she can also intercept the pass.
Yeah, that was a nice defense.
Gets by her defender, takes kind of like a looping, or like a, I don't even know what you would call that, like a high
shot.
Arcing shot. Thank you. Misses.
In and out.
Eagles got it. McCoon has the ball, passed back out. As number three space knocks it out of the air, out of bounds,
yep. And one of Screaming Eagle ball. One of the things you see with Screaming Eagles is Madison's not afraid to pass it inside.
No, she looks for it.
You know, they've had a lot of turnovers going inside, but also, you know, some of the players haven't quite been ready. But she's looking to pass.
Yep. I mean, consider this offense, right? You have Rauschenbach and Scherwinski, who are both big body centers.
Yeah.
And they're able to score pretty easily in the paint. And once again, she passed inside, and McCoon just wasn't. Well, I don't even know if McCoon was supposed to be looking for it, because she was boxing somebody else for a screen. All right. Cadot has it, moving the ball around. Pass inside to number 20. That's number 13. That's Sakura, who does a nice little under-the-hoop layup. Scores now 44-12.
That's her first 2 points of the night.
And before I can even update the score, Screaming Eagles go up the court, get the ball stolen, almost, and then we have a foul called on number 12, or 21. They're calling it on Claire Young. Right. And that's her third. Hager's coming off the court. She looks like she's in pain. There's been a few times tonight where the ball gets stolen, and then all players on the court are just willing to jump on this ball. Almost another steal by Ernst there.
Almost.
Either way, good ball moving around. As Cadot gets the ball underneath the hoop again, but they missed this time.
A nice rebound by Scherwinski there.
Ernst has got the ball. Double team. Passed inside to Rauschenbach. I'm not kidding. When this ball hits the bottom of the court, all 10 of these players are just like, is it time to dive on this thing? I'm loving it.
Oh, they got Haley for fourth foul there.
Rauschenbach?
Yep.
Okay.
That one kind of went against him a little bit. I thought maybe she got fouled. That's the second time where it looked like she got fouled. They didn't call it. And then the instinct is to go reach for the ball, and you end up getting fouled back.
Yep. Good ball movement by the Hornets. They're just passing it around, trying to see if they can get a good look. Back forth, back forth. They're just long passes. They finally get inside, and they get the look, and they make the shot. Great job by Burrish. They just went reversal pass after reversal pass.
Yep.
Singer's got it. Gets by her defender. Pass back outside to Ernst. Then almost a steal, and then as she's going down, she tries to pass it. The ball gets passed all the way down the court on a breakaway to Spaeth, and then makes the layup, making the score 48-12. 15 minutes remain in this game. Ernst got the ball, currently double-teamed. Ball inside to Rauschenbach. They finally get the one-on-one, and then they're going to call it travel. Rauschenbach's got to watch her feet there.
Yeah.
Looks like she took like a couple ballerina steps when she finally got the ball underneath the hoop.
Yeah. It was almost like she was trying to decide her move.
Yeah.
And move before she put the dribble.
Can't do that. All right. Hornets got it. They're moving.
All right.
Pass back and forth. Looking to get underneath the hoop. Nice little layup there. Good touch by Kowalczyk. Nice little 6-foot layup there.
That's her
50-12.
That's her 15th point of the night.
She's having a great game. They are on a 10-0 run right now to start the second half, as Cadot is getting ready to push this game to 40 in the lead. Singer's got the ball. That's the second time where the person that passed the ball in gets the ball back immediately before they get the ball, before they walked out of bounds.
She's just, she's passing it and then hesitating to come in. You just got to get,
get
on the floor.
And you know that's a design play.
Yeah.
Scherwinski slaps the ball down, but it goes back to a Hornet. And as they're passing, it just was a little too quick, and it went out of bounds. And Cadot, Hornets have turned the ball over. You heard me correctly.
Yes, they did.
The Hornets are just playing great. Like, I really, and the Hornets, as I say that word, just stole the ball, and now they're going down the court again. Like, we have clearly a foul, and that'll be on number 4.
She reached it from behind.
Yep. And so now that will stay in possession of the Hornets, and they're going to get ready to pass the ball on your knee. All right, pass inside. That was a great setup play. They're going to say no good on that layup make, though.
Foul on the floor.
Okay, that's what happened. They passed it all the way to the 3-point line and then directly back underneath the hoop. It looked like, just what was that, body check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second foul on McEwen.
All right. Pass underneath to number 11. Misses her layup opportunity. gets her own layup or her own rebound, Kowalczyk, and then makes it 52-12. Score is now 40 points. Shawinski gets an opportunity to shoot. It hits the rim. It just doesn't drop.
But that possession right there, Screaming Eagles need to do more of that. One, two passes. You get the open shot taken.
Yep.
Ernst tries to intercept the pass again. It goes out of bounds. Cadot will keep possession of the ball. Because, you know, like we said at half, too many turnovers. That's been the story of the second half. I mean, that last one, just one good pass, open look, just missed it.
Yep. You kind of have to almost take like a hockey approach where let's just increase our shots on goal.
Yep. I mean, no, but when you've turned it over that much, now you just want, you know, make a couple good passes, but if you got a good look, don't be afraid to take the shot.
Yep. All right, Kadak gets the pass in. Kowalczyk goes for the three-pointer, misses. I didn't think I'd say those words tonight. Now they get their own ball back, and now they're passing, and that is just unfortunate for the Eagles right there, as that ball airballed and it hit the defender.
Right.
She was kind of posted up waiting for it to bounce up.
Right,
it just hit her right at the arm.
Yeah, Burrish shot an air ball, and it went off of Madison or the arm and went out.
All righty. Three-pointer make by Donahue.
She's taking a couple tonight. That's her first make.
That's 55-12 now with 13 minutes left in this game.
That's the sixth different Cadot player to hit a three tonight, Steven.
They are just, as a team, they are just ready and willing to take these three-point shots. Shawinski goes in for the hoop, draws the foul when she goes for, like, a hooking layup. And she gets two free throws. At some point, I don't know what, I should have brought the rule book with me, but the mercy rule is going to come into effect here, and the clock will no longer stop for anything, except for a timeout.
Okay, gotcha.
But I think the mercy rule can't kick in until, I think, 10 minutes or 8 minutes.
Okay.
But whatever that is.
Sure.
But, I mean, the score is now 43 points differential, 55-12.
Well, Shawinski missed her first free throw.
Second one, also a miss, and rebound by Sikora. Yeah. Moving the ball up the court. Pass over to the corner, who's wide open for Donahue. Misses. Offensive rebound. Two offensive rebounds in a row until eventually it drops for two more points, making it 57-12 by Kowalczyk. She had 20 points yet? She's at 19. All right. Ernst has got the ball. Getting hit on the double team there. Tries to get by. Shawinski's carrying it. Pass underneath to Ernst, who scores for the shot.
Tried a shot.
And she just couldn't get enough arm into it. Very fast offensive transition for the Hornets as they go right down the hoop, then passes it back outside for a wide open three, and they miss that one.
Good rebound.
Rebound by, is that number 13?
Yeah, that was Danielle Sikora.
Sikora.
Her second bucket of the night.
Man, if I'm the coach for the Hornets, I'm going to say stop taking open threes. Take the contested ones. You make those. Chorinsky goes in, takes a shot, misses. The difficult shot is it came from the corner. And now
rebound by Burrish.
Hornets got it. Contested three taken. Contested three missed. And now the ball is in the hands of Shawinski. Pass to Ernst. We have a transition offense here. Bounces off her defender. Now she's looking to set up. Gets it over to Shawinski at the top. Back inside to Ernst. The ball kind of bounces weird. I think it was off the defender there.
Yeah, it was off the defender.
All right. Cadot has like a slow transition on their offense, but either way, Donahue decides to drive in, take a shot, miss, and now it is Eagle ball. Couple substitutions coming in and out. Because they were transitioning off defense, I didn't catch who all changed and whatnot, but we will keep you updated. There's 11 minutes and about 11 minutes left in this game. The score's 59-12.
Yeah.
Screaming Eagles. Ernst makes a very fast pass inside the paint, but you know what? Nerdrum was paying attention. She instantly intercepts that. Long three taken by Muldrum, who took an even longer three than the one before.
So we were just saying that she's going to take a long one. She did about a 22-footer, came up short.